The Torah portion Hazinu consists almost entirely of the song or poem which Moses recited to the Jewish people immediately before he passed away. In this eloquent passage, Moses describes the kindnesses which God has done for the Jewish people throughout history and warns them of the consequences of straying from the paths of the Torah. He concludes by encouraging the Jewish people to remember the words of this song and to pass it on to their children for all generations. And in fact, many have the custom of memorizing this passage and reciting it daily. At the beginning of this passage, Moses calls out to the heavens and the earth to bring them as witnesses, as eternal testimony of what he has told the Jewish people. And, being that everything in the Torah is exact, even the manner in which Moses called out to the heavens and the earth also contains within it a lesson for how we are to follow in the ways of the Torah. Moses called out, "Listen, heavens, and hear the earth. Hazinu ha-shamayim v'sishma ha-oretz." The difference in Hebrew between these two expressions of sishma is that the first one, which he uses to the heavens, means to hear from a close distance, whereas sishma refers to hearing from far away. We find, however, in the prophet Isaiah, at the beginning of his prophecy, he uses the same expressions exactly reversed. He says, "Shimu shamayim," hear the heavens, referring to the heavens as if he's hearing from far away. "Hazini eretz," and listen the earth as if he's close to the earth. Why do we find this difference between Moses and Isaiah? Our sages explain that there was never any prophet who reached the level of Moses. In fact, the Rambam, Maimonides, lists this as one of the 13 principles of Jewish faith, that there never was and never will there be a prophet on the level of Moses, that he was a spiritual being unsurpassed in Jewish history, and therefore he was on a high spiritual level and referred to the heavens as if he was close to the heavens. Therefore he said, "Hazinu shamayim," that he referred to the heavens as if he was close to them. From earthly things he was far away, however. It was difficult for him to relate to earthly matters, since he was mainly spiritual. This is one of the explanations given for Moses' inability to speak clearly. Now, why did he have this speech impediment? Because essentially, his soul was one which was too high to come down to the earth. And when it came to relating in a physical manner to speech, a physical speech and so on, Moses could not relate to that. He was too high for it, and therefore he had difficulty speaking. Isaiah, although he was a prophet and certainly superior in spiritual advancement in comparison with the rest of the Jewish people, nevertheless, in comparison with Moses, he was still close to the earth and referred to the earth as it was as if it was close to him and the heavens as if they were far away. Nevertheless, we find that Moses did not speak exclusively to the heavens. He included the earth as well. And conversely, Isaiah didn't speak only to the earth. He also referred to the heavens. Why did they do so, since each could have restricted himself exclusively to that level to which he was closest? From this that we see that they felt compelled to go out of their closest surroundings, we can learn a profound lesson for everyone in our present generation. There are those that approximate the level of Moses, those that spend their entire lives immersed in Torah study and manners of holiness. They are close constantly to heavenly matters, just as Moses was. Conversely, you have those that are closer to the level of Isaiah. They're closer to earthly things. Those that spend their lives immersed in a profession or in physical work, that they do not have the luxury of being able to devote their lives to Torah study. They must work in elevating the physical world and concentrate primarily on mitzvahs and less on Torah study. Nevertheless, from the behavior of Moses and Isaiah, we see that they must not restrict themselves exclusively to that. That the one that devotes his life to Torah study, nevertheless, must not only do that. As our sages say, when one says he only will study Torah and not do mitzvahs, then even his Torah is not worth, because he must not restrict himself only to Torah, even should that be his main occupation. He must do mitzvahs and work in elevating the physical world as well. Conversely, the one who is immersed in an occupation, and in elevating the physical world, must, according to Jewish law, have an established time for Torah study every single day. Even should it be only one chapter in the morning and one chapter in the evening, he must not restrict himself to elevating the physical world and doing mitzvos. He must also be involved in the study of Torah, just as Isaiah spoke not only to the earth, he spoke also to the heavens.